This is the Cato Daily Podcast for Friday, June 11th, 2010. I'm Caleb Brown. The BP oil spill has inspired a federal criminal investigation, and that may well be warranted, but the well spewing so much oil in the Gulf has yet to be capped. Given how the feds treat the alleged crimes of corporations and their agents, it's entirely possible that lawyering up could hamper communication and delay an end to the disaster. So says Marie Griffin, senior fellow at the Manhattan Institute's Center for Legal Policy and an adjunct scholar at the Cato Institute.
The criminal investigation may well be warranted. Criminal laws may well have been broken, and certainly the gruesome magnitude of the spill in the Gulf right now cannot be overstated. But beginning a criminal probe right now, while it may be good press for the administration, threatens the communication between BP, its own employees and agents, and the federal government that's so essential to stopping the spill right now.
How does a criminal investigation actually prevent that from occurring?
Well, the problem is really that the criminal investigation can result in two types of indictments. Investigators at DOJ can choose to indict the corporation itself, British Petroleum, under the criminal law. But it can also choose to charge individuals, employees, and agents of British Petroleum individually. Now, of course, you can't put a corporation itself into jail. So the criminal penalties that British Petroleum faces would likely be some combination of fines and federal supervision. The thing is, the fines under current federal law can range from nominal to ruinous, depending on the extent to which the corporation cooperates with authorities. And cooperation has in recent years routinely involved pressure from the Department of Justice for the corporation to waive its attorney-client privilege. This produces a very serious conflict of interest between the corporation itself, British Petroleum, which can minimize its punishment under the criminal law by waiving attorney-client privilege, and its individual agents and employees who have frequently communicated with and trusted corporate counsel, a lawyer who's not really theirs, doesn't represent them, but instead represents BP. What this means is that individual employees and agents will now have to run out and secure their very own private criminal lawyers because it's not safe to talk with the BP in-house counsel regarding their individual criminal exposure. Now, BP's lawyers have every interest in stopping the spill as quickly as possible. But the individual lawyers that are going to be hired by BP employees have one narrow goal: to keep their own client out of prison. And if that goal is furthered by clamming up right now regarding what these employees may know regarding the well, the accident, the current spill, then those lawyers are ethically obligated to advise those employees not to talk. And this could create a tragic communication problem as BP employees and federal officials are struggling to cooperate to halt the spill in the Gulf.
How should this be handled? It seems like a lot of the information that's being created that would be useful to a criminal investigation is being produced right now.
I think that's absolutely true. And it can be looked at in a few months or weeks when we've figured out how to stop the current flow of oil into the Gulf. However, the investigation at this moment could cripple that effort. And I think that effort has to be everyone's number one priority right now, particularly in light of this morning's reports. We're speaking Wednesday. That the oil spill is roughly twice as large as it was thought to be only a couple of days ago.
The federal government, in the interest of stopping the spill, might have wanted to delay getting a criminal investigation started, but it's not clear to me what incentives really are at work there. DOJ has a pretty narrow job, but how does that play out?
I believe that the choice to proceed immediately was a political decision by the Obama administration. They have been attacked on all sides for seeming inadequately angry and inadequately engaged about the oil spill. I think that the announcement with fanfare of a criminal investigation was an attempt to get out ahead of those complaints. But I think that it will be substantively counterproductive. I think it was a mistake. What will be interesting as the criminal investigation proceeds will be to see whether the Department of Justice's behavior in this case is at all affected by a very influential federal court decision 2 years ago called KPMG. In KPMG, a federal appellate court sought to cabin, to some extent, the DOJ's recent practice of pressuring corporations who are facing criminal charges into effectively throwing their employees and agents under the bus, which is the danger right now with the criminal investigation into BP. KPMG held unconstitutional the DOJ practice of pressuring corporations to cut off funding for the private individual separate attorneys that their employees retained once it was no longer possible for them to communicate with corporate counsel in a attorney-client privileged fashion regarding their individual criminal liability. So whether or not KPMG would be upheld by the Supreme Court of the United States remains to be seen. But the extent to which the KPMG decision will affect actual Department of Justice behavior, it'll be interesting. I think that BP will prove a test case.
Marie Griffin, a senior fellow with the Manhattan Institute's Center for Legal Policy and an adjunct scholar at the Cato Institute. You can read more of her work at cato.org.